You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. the Baby Soda Jazz Band, and oh my goodness, this is one of my I happened to be there when this was made. I found a new baby. This was recorded at Kellish Hill Farm in Manlius on June 1st of this year. So it's only about a month old as I record this show, and it is just wonderful stuff. You had Peter Ford on the box bass and vocals, Jared Engel on guitar, plectrum banjo. I don't know why I'm thinking guitars all of a sudden. Maybe because Eddie Lang is coming up. But you also have Emily Asher playing the heck out of that trombone. That's marvelous. And Adrian Cunningham on the clarinet equally so. What a group. And they always give 150% wherever they perform. So if you ever have an opportunity to see the Baby Soda Jazz Band, I would most certainly urge you to do so, because you will have the time of your life. You won't have too much fun, but you'll have plenty of fun. Unlike the too much fun I've been having lately. And this is Radiola, and boy, am I having fun. And I'm Andy Senior. I look like it too. This isn't any fun. This is Markle's Orchestra, Mike Markle's, and in 1923 on OK. And this is one of the things this is not one of my favorite things. The record's OK, but I just don't like this. You know, I'm just neurasthenic. That's all. And this is one of my pet peeves of pets. That barking dog. Thank you.
we do is go on walking when the sun shines bright and gay. But what do we do? What do we do on a do-do-dooey day? All we do is lots of talking on a moonlight night in May. But what do we do? What do we do on a do-do-dooey day? Do we love and do we play? Do we hug just a little bit, kiss just a little bit, boy, I'll say. When the parlor's warm and cozy and the old folks are away. Oh, what do we do? What do we do on a do-do-dooey day?
Manhattan Dance Makers, whoever they were, Irving Kaufman on the vocal, What Do We Do on a Do-Do-Dooey Day, 1927? Yes, and that's on Harmony, nice copy of that. And it's hot stuff, but I don't know who was leading the group that day. It could have been anyone in that. There were like three guys who were doing that, I think. So take your pick. But good tune, though, of course. Before that, The Ambassadors, I'm assuming also under the direction of Louis Katzman on Vocalion, an acoustic recording, Mona Vanna, 1924. I like that. I had to add a little contrast in there. There it is. Markle's Orchestra, That Barkin' Dog, 1923. So shut that dog up. You know, just get your dog. Give him some peanut butter or something. Just quiet him down. This is Radiola, and we don't give the dog peanut butter because the dog is heavy enough. And I'm Andy Senior, and I wouldn't. Please don't call the authorities. We don't do that here. No, I told you we don't. And we proceed now with a record that I heard. Probably 40 years ago. And I have it somewhere, but this is another copy of it. And I love it. What can I say? Waring's Pennsylvanians, speaking of syncopation, Claire Hanlon on the vocal in 1928 with Irving Berlin's Roses of Yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ed Lang and his orchestra, that's Freeze and Melt, 1929. And that's off the OK Race series, oddly enough. And all the usual guys are in there. Lots of hot stuff. The Dorseys and Arthur Schott and great, and Eddie there. Yeah. What can you say? Before that, another classic recording. It's off the United Hot Clubs of America, number 30, but it's the original master. I did find in my searches through crates I've been cleaning lately a copy of the original OK, but this transferred very well, and I'm using this one, which was repressed in 1938, a Riverboat Shuffle, 1927. So I have to play something you recognize once in a while, or else I'd be I'm just driving you nuts otherwise. But I try to, when you have to transfer something that's been transferred a zillion times, you want to make sure it sounds at least as good as all the other transfers, and I hope I've done that here. Waring's Pennsylvanians, Claire Hanlon, Roses of Yesterday, 1928. On Victor, of course. This is Radiola, and this is enough fun. I think I've toned it down a bit. I'm in fun detox right now, yes. We're having a limited diet of fun and pretzels. And I'm Andy Sr., and it's just trying to tone it down a notch. But this will not tone it down a notch. In fact, you may want to get the kids out of the room for this one. Or at least, give them that talk that you've always been meaning to have with them. Tampa Red's Hokum Jazz Band, Frankie Half-Pint Jackson on the vocal. And this recording to me sounds like an audio version of an R. Crumb cartoon. And perhaps you'll understand why when you hear it. 1929, My Daddy Rocks Me with a Steady Roll.
Oh, that's be fun if you are out now. Look at the clock. It's struck four. Oh, baby.
Let's have some more.
But, Daddy, Daddy, you're rocking me. With one. Oh, 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 with one. Steady roll.
Thank you.
Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, Nagasaki, 1934, an early Decca, and sounds good. It's a good tune, good great band, of course, so can't go wrong there. No. Before that, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra on Bluebird, actually originally Victor, and I think that's the original master. Rust says yes. It's not the dubbing that's on the other side, but that's that would probably be. If it's not, then we'll try to find one. Mighty River, 1933. Before that, Tampa Red's Hokum Jazz Band, Frankie Halfpint Jackson, having way too much fun on My Daddy Rocks Me with a Steady Roll. And yes, that's what you. You don't play that one at the church social, no sir. This is Radiola, and we put the sin back in sincere, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm afraid so. No apologies. And speaking of people who are doing things they shouldn't, I think Rudy here is trying to pay off his student loan, but he's picked a heck of a way to do it. Rudy Valley on Varsity, of all things, in 1940, with Plaza 69423. Yes.
I'd like you to imagine yourselves in a bachelor's apartment somewhere in the Manhattan 50s. The sole occupant of the room is seated in a very comfortable chair, apparently enjoying himself as the telephone rings. Hello? 25 East End Avenue? Apartment 14G. I'll be over as soon as I put my shoes on. I say I have my shoes off. Well, if you must know, my feet hurt. No, nothing serious, madam. I'll be over shortly. You behold before you now a product of the mills of learning. A conscientious student, how the midnight oil kept burning while I covered Western literature from Beowulf to Nana. Studied Hegel and Spinoza, Nietzsche, Kant, and Santayana. Delved in law and economics and a touch of anthropology, biology, geology, philology, psychology, government and logic and the higher mathematics and the history and the customs of the Romans and the Attics. And finally, after 4 long years, they gave me a degree and sent me out to find the job they said was there for me. But then I left New Haven full of fire and ambition, convinced my years of learning would secure the right position, and after months and months of searching, discouraged, worn, and tired, but then I found the only job where a college degree is required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, ring up Plaza 34783. They call me a personal escort. I'm hired out by the hour. For tea or for dancing, for bridge or romancing, I'm furnished complete with a flower. I'm a Phi Beta man from New Haven, yes, and I burned midnight oil for my key. But those days are gone as I work until dawn for Plaza 34783. I'm just a male with time for sale, a companion nocturnal, a lady's home journal, a guy to buy, a college esquire for hire. I once won my Y on the gridiron, but those days are over for me. Now I push and I yield and I march down the field for Plaza 34783. I majored in art and philosophy and only got this job by chance. PhD, 1934, Yale University. For what? 10 cents a dance. I'm from collegiate escort service, furnished in tweeds or tails to suit, bonded to give satisfaction, and tested by Good Housekeeping Institute. I boned on my Greek and my Latin. My French made the waiters all cower, and the busboys too. But today all I say is, Madame, s'il vous plaît, I must be returned in an hour. I played leads in college dramatics. Oh, my acting was something to see. But today I play leading man lunch to any fontan for Plaza 34783. I'm just a gent to rent, a non-paying guest in a hideaway clandestine, a stag to bag, a college Casanova pushover. I once loved a fair college co-ed, but now we no longer agree. She said, nix on the man who must save all he can. For Plaza 34783. I'm coming, Mrs. Hinkeldorfer, I'm coming.
gonna get a moonbird when I'm with you tonight. So very soon I'll moonbird when you hold me tight. I'll ask the glowing stars up above me, but your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, it will warm my heart. I'll get a brand new moonbird with every kiss from you. And if I have my way, if I can have my say, you'll get a moonbird too. If you think that I am looking somewhat tanner, oh, don't blame it on the sun. It's the moonlight and the sweetness in your manner that makes me the healthy one. When the moon hangs low, I begin to glow, and my day has just begun.
She was clever as they come.
Is that so?
While other girls took chemistry and calculus and Greek, she took up the dean and graduated in a week.
Oh, boy.
Best could help it any more than he could, or she could, or he could, or she could.
One night when Bessie's boyfriend came to her house on a date, he told her he was in the mood to really celebrate. He said to Bess, let's you and I get married, dear, or something. But Bessie just said, uh-uh, let's you and I get married, dear, or nothing.
Bess couldn't help it any more than he could, or she could, or he could, or she could.
Now, Bessie may be cute if you're crazy for the girls.
Oh, say.
But I could never get excited about anything in curls. My friends are strictly masculine, not altogether fussy. I'm a man's man. Mm-hmm. Oh, swish, you brazen hussies.
Friends couldn't help it any more than he could, or she could, or he could, or she could.
Now, Bessie came to me one day to spill her tale of woe. I listened, and I listened, till I couldn't take no more. I got a shock in the nose when I told her, dizzy frail, Your story's kind of screwy, but I do believe your tale.
Bess couldn't help it any more than he could, or she could, or he could, or she could.
Bessie had more boyfriends than you and I could count.
That's a lot, Jean.
But temptation was an obstacle she never could surmount.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that poor Bessie really wanted to be bad.
No.
She just couldn't hold on to everything she had. Poor Bessie.
Johnny Messner and his orchestra. Bessie Couldn't Help It. That's a shellac test pressing, but it's definitely varsity, because I had to look this up. I had to track this one down, because I had no idea what it was at first. Bessie Couldn't Help It, and Bessie was... speaking of trying to pay off her student loan, I think she did. In 1940, also, then varsity had some interesting stuff on it. Before that, Chick Bullock. Moonburn, 1935. Great accompaniment. I don't know who it is, but some of you will know. And go to it, gang. Rudy Valley Plaza, 69423. Or one in New Jersey, call Murray Hill 7. Or whatever. On varsity, yes. That's what the, you know, that's what a college degree is good for. It basically makes you a better dining companion. Yes, this is Radiola, and we don't have a college degree, but we're a wonderful dining companion, or I am, I should say, although there could be two of us from the size of me, and in fact, I'll have two meals, yes, I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your, you can take me out anywhere, that's just how I am. And speaking of people having way too much fun, Mrs. Murphy here sounds like she's discovered the secret. This was BBS, Before Bath Salts. Harry the Hipster Gibson in 1945 on Musicraft. Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Yeah, that chick really found out.
Mrs. Murphy couldn't sleep. Her nerves were slightly off the beat. Until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night, and ooh, how she would dream. Until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream, ow! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout. Who put Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing. The Highland Fling says that Benzedrine's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. Mm-hmm. This is the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? I don't know. She bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never been so happy since she left old Ireland. Till someone prowled her pantry, sure and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, but who's to blame? 'Cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin. And all she says is, give me some skin, mop. Who put the benzodrine in Mrs. Murphy's old routine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the benzodrine's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, give it.
The Adrian Rollini Trio, and Frank Victor's there on the guitar too. And Adrian is on vibes, and he plays the heck out of those vibes. And he plays like the bass sax all over this show. But when you hear vibes, that's a revelation to me to hear him play like that. And that was what a group. And that sounds about, it was recorded, it could have been recorded about 1956 or something, from the how modern it sounds. But it was recorded in 1940 and issued on OK. The Girl with the Light Blue Hair. And a lot of that going around today. Some of them, you know, different colors too. But, you know, it's no longer an anomaly. It's almost the norm. But that's a great recording. Before that, Harry the Hipster Gibson, Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine, 1945. And, yes, we're fresh as today's headlines, you might say. This is Radiola, and we're just fresh, and but we're freshness dated. So, and I'm Andy Senior, and I thank you for just you know, having a good time and maybe having some fun, if not too much. And I hope whatever fun you've had is as a result of this show. And here's Waring's Pennsylvanians again, Tom Waring, and on the other side of that great record, but a nice one to finish with, nice little guitar intro and outro. On my window of dreams, so let's open that window.
window on me.